Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Now back to The Fan Late Night with Sean Trotar on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, you get to hear from this guy. He's busy burning the midnight oil. So we grabbed him and roped him back in here. Cecil Lammy has been writing, of course, for years about draft prospects. And while it's a little early to talk about the draft to a certain extent, well, guys are declaring. LaVisca Chenault of Colorado declared for the draft today. And looking at what the Broncos are doing, hypothetically, let's go way down this list. Let's say that Drew Lock looks really good in the final four games, enough for the Broncos to say we do not need to use our first-round pick on a quarterback, which I think we would all agree is the ideal situation. That's the best outcome.
Right.
Immediately looking at it, I guess I look, I do know wide receivers a hole. Obviously, you only have one. Well, we really only have one. There are guys that wear digits in the teens and with the eights, but they have one wide receiver. The line is more pressing, but when you look at the situation that the Broncos are in, let's say Drew Lock shows enough that the Broncos think he's the guy. What gets him better faster?
What gets him better faster is playmakers around him. And I know a lot of fans will fight back on it about they don't need a wide receiver. And in fact, some of the early mock drafts, let's say early October, Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports, dear friend and one of the best draft analysts out there, his very first mock had Henry Ruggs, Alabama speedster, going to the Denver Broncos, I think around the 10th pick. Well, they're going to be they're 11 right now. They might be 14 when all is said and done, you know. So when you look at the draft, and I wrote about this about a month ago, I said, hey, the strength of this draft class is offensive tackle, wide receiver, and quarterback. These are all very good classes coming in, assuming that guys declare, as we're going to find out they do. And that's a problem for the Broncos because they need an offensive tackle or two. They need a wide receiver, and they might need a quarterback. But if you're getting pushed further back, and names like Andrew Thomas, the big offensive tackle from Georgia, are off the
list. Who I love. That's my dream guy.
Jeff Okuda is the guy they love.
Sure.
You're not getting him at 11. You're not getting him at 5, probably. So now you start to think, okay, well, what else could be out there? I suggested tonight, why not LaVisca Chenault? Because he can play H-back, running back, tight end, wide receiver, whatever you need him to. And this team is so devoid of weapons outside of Cortland Sutton.
And with some creativity, you could see him do a lot of things. And I hate being the wet blanket. I'm a CU guy. Are you concerned about the injuries and the fact that he plays a rather violent style of wide receiver?
Yes, and that's the number one thing. I reached out to three scouting buddies of mine, one general manager, one college scouting director, and one just road scout. But, I mean, hey, he's doing a lot more than I'm doing, right? And I just wanted to know what are the opinions. Very first thing was medicals. Medicals at the scouting combine are going to be everything for LaVisca Chenault. So right now, everyone I talk to, and again, early, he's a first rounder, right? But is he 30 or is he 10? Because this is the greatest wide receiver class in human history that's this year. And he's like the best one or the second best one, maybe third.
Yeah, you can see.
Depending on what you think of, like, CeeDee Lamb, right?
Yeah,
Jerry Judy.
But you think of those guys, if Chenault was playing on those teams.
Right.
It's not a stretch to say he would be putting up the same numbers.
Oh, exactly the same, if not better, because he can do more. And I think that versatility, my comparison for him, it's very, I don't normally do this with comparisons, but I kind of have to with LaVisca because he's so unique. He's a combination of Julio Jones and Christian McCaffrey.
That's pretty enticing.
That's quite enticing if you're the Denver Broncos, even though, you know, people will say, don't take a wide receiver early and a dependent position. Yeah, but you need a playmaker. You need an element of danger. You might have that with Drew Lock at quarterback throwing to Cortland Sutton, but you need more, too.
And I'm one of those guys that generally, when I look at it and I look at a team where the Broncos are, they're 4-8, and we know that they have problems on the line. I look at it and I think that picking a wide receiver at this point is like buying a hood ornament on a car that's got a blown rod in the engine. That maybe that's not what you need to do just yet, you know?
Right.
It looks great, but you can't really use it. So it's an interesting discussion to have, because it is about when you're trying to fill spots and the mythology that goes around the draft, well, we'll pick the guy the best available position. No, you won't. You pick the best available position, a player at a position of need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it works. Well, the Broncos have a lot of positions at need, so now how do they prioritize? I assume that, you know, Andrew Thomas is gone, but maybe a Tristan Wirfs from Iowa is hovering right around that area. That would be maybe pretty fortunate for the Broncos if he were to land in their lap at the 11 area. Probably not, but maybe. How do you prioritize if you're a team that knows we not only do need playmakers, we do,
mm-hmm,
but we can't get it to him if we can't protect our guy.
Right. And protection, I think you need to build in the trenches first and foremost.
The Broncos need four
You're going to lose so much on the defensive line as well. Derek Wolfe might not be back. Maybe you can get him a sweetheart deal now because he's hurt.
Only because he's hurt. Otherwise, there was probably no chance.
Exactly. Shelby Harris wants to explore other options.
Right.
We'll say that. You know, okay, so you got Mike Purcell and Draymond Jones. Cool, but you need some help there too. And then offensive line-wise, you'll lose Ron Leary. You'll lose Connor McGovern. You probably want to lose Juwan James, who now I think is the least popular offensive line. He's replaced Garrett Bowles.
Hey, Garrett Bowles is on the field.
Exactly.
He plays.
Now fans are like giving Garrett Bowles a break because Juwan James can't play or doesn't want to play. Or I don't know what's going on there. But you need four or five on the offensive line. So use the picks up front. That's where I would go. That's, you and I both are on the same page about wanting Thomas. Go with the offensive line if you can, if you're in that position.
Yeah, and getting into this for the Broncos, then, how did they continue to evaluate wide receivers? I think it's a weird spot because I think the Broncos know what's on the roster. That maybe the only even guy with some upside might be Juwan Winfrey, but his upside is not starting NFL caliber. It's enough to make your roster.
Right.
So how do they evaluate the other positions in these last 4 weeks? What would you like to see in the game plan to say, all right, I have learned about, say, a Winfrey. I have learned enough about Elijah Wilkinson to go, if we had to stick with him, we could. What are you looking for in the game plan that would help give the team a little bit of clarity as they go into the offseason?
Yeah, Austin Schlottman will be in at guard with Ron Leary in the concussion protocol, you know, so I want to see that. I want to see players in this young secondary.
You want to see a Jake Rogers out at tackle.
Exactly.
You want to try it?
Yeah, I'd love to try it. And try that tackle rotation that they've wanted to try, but Juwan James hasn't been emotionally ready, whatever that means, to actually play. So young players, I think, you know, is Isaac Yiadom savable? Can you get his confidence back? His teammates supported him today. Both Justin Simmons and Chris Harris Jr. when asked about Yiadom's performance against the Chargers. So I want to see, okay, is that, you can kind of help that. So maybe corner is your second round pick and not your first round pick. Like a lot of decisions and a lot of young players need to show, no, there's something here. We can build on this. Or like Yiadom, kind of a reclamation project.
And that's the catch. This is so much going on. I know it's it sounds mean to say, but this is really the preseason for the 2020 season. And the Broncos should probably start treating it as such. Cecil Lammy, obviously you catch him right here on Twitter at Cecil Lammy. And make sure you go to 104.3 The Fan. Check out everything he's writing about. Check out the story about Laviska Shenault that's going to come out tomorrow. And make sure you subscribe to the Denver Sports Daily. And then you know what? Then you don't have to look for any of it. It just shows up in your email every morning. Perfect. Thanks so much, Cecil, for taking some time out of your writing process. I don't know if I was doing it, I'd have to sit quietly for an hour to get back at it. So I appreciate the time.
I'm a night owl, though, just like you.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to go.
Doesn't mean I don't get writer's block, though. So you're doing better than me.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Real thing.
Thanks so much. Make sure you catch Cecil and catch him tomorrow, by the way. Fantasy football playoffs start. Get your advice ready. You know, don't line up on the calls just now. Not now, but, you know, about 20 hours from now, you probably want to get it going there if you want to get in and get your advice. So make sure you check Cecil out for that as well. Looking at what the Broncos will do, we'll take a little break from that. The Denver Nuggets had an enormous game tonight, a major statement game, the top two teams in the West. It didn't go the way you would have wanted it to go, but it kind of went the way I expected. I'll explain next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.